Well, I tell you, if the past never roofed them at home, I don't know. I wouldn't want that job of teaching a child.
That's what I say.
I would want. And now they send a child to school for you to raise, and you better keep going.
That's the truth, because it's bad. You can't do it in there.
You can't do it.
And then, well, you can.
It'll call hatred. Then they're going to go back and tell the parents that old teacher done so, and then that makes the teacher mad with the parents.
Well, that's what a teacher was telling me the other day. Said this was at this white school that I was talking about. Said she can't say a word to her children, because first thing, they'll be up there fighting her.
You see?
So they'd be up there with a gun up at the school to get home. Oh,
the parents.
Yeah.
Now, that's bad business.
That's what she said. She says the only thing she don't do is just try to do the best she can and just let it go.
But ought to be some arrangement to protect teachers in a situation like that.
I think so too.
Hey there, girl.
You just walk right around here. I'm just taking a phone. Yeah,
I got the old Pepsi now. No 7-Up.
Okay.
No, I don't drink too much 7-Up now. Be careful, yeah?
Okay.
Take it easy.
I need to wait for
a 7-Up. You cooking any chicken this evening?
I don't think so.
No, because you just got home with you.
That's right. I think it's a hot job this time of day.
I could eat me some fried chicken if I had it.
See, I've been talking about fried chicken. That's how I come to talk about
fried. You know how to pantry fry it, too.
I might cook one later, or if I do, I'll...
Well, if I be here, you'll cook one, you send me a sandwich and bring it one.
Okay.
And there was a whole lot that children is blamed for, but it's not the child.
That's true.
Go back to the old landmark, because that parents has got more power over their children than anybody else. It's the start right.
That's right. But so many parents look like they're scared.
They're not scared. They're just like the old blind girl. They just don't give a damn.
You're right. Some of them are just exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah,
they. No matter what they say.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah. They don't care.
They don't care enough to put themselves out. Mm-mm. That's the thing about it.
You can always tell if you... I know you've been in a lot of school, but you teach something, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be a teacher. In other words, I have 11 children of my own.
Yeah. Well,
so you
I'm
used kids.
You can tell what I started to say. If a child come, if you was a teacher, you could tell how he raised him.
Yeah,
you
can.
He may act pretty good for about 2 days. About that third day, you can tell
he
about
it. He tested you out by then.
Yeah, he tested well. And so it's all summed up. Our parents don't have the right discipline over their children. That's what makes it hard on a teacher.
That's right.
And that's the very reason why many young people now want to go and teach a teaching profession.
Yeah.
Because they know what's going to happen.
They just can't stand the thought of having to put up with all that.
No.
They know what to do. Yeah, I think, I tell you, it's really discouraging for teachers. I've talked to so many of them and going around interviewing them in the schools, and they're discouraged.
Yeah.
You can't blame them.
No, can't blame them, sure enough.
Well, let me ask you something else. Now, this might be a funny sound thing to talk about, but one of the things they're interested in is old-time customs about, like, funerals and wakes and sitting up with people and all that. Could you tell me, could you remember anything about how they did when you were a boy?
Oh, yeah, sure. I was a smart little fella now. I was more about holding things and thinking about them. Remember, I don't know one single thing that happened out of the boy that I don't remember. I remember all about them wakes and sitting there. I'm going to tell you some of the things.
Yeah, they want to know something. What was the custom? You know, it's a different custom in different parts of the country.
Well, they had church with a dead body.
Yeah.
And I hope that thing was carried out good like I'm talking. When you die, you had death in your family. They had church. They'd come and they'd sit, some old folks, I remember it well. And they'd sit there and they'd have church, they'd sing and pray.